What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
How is everybody?
Good.
I'm actually in a good mood today. Not like actually, but like I feel like.
I can tell.
Well, I'm just like, I don't know.
We're
I feel
good.
Like
it's we're
like
smiling. We're not stressed.
Monday. Yeah. It's bouncy. Like, yeah. Like today's a good day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is there a reason?
No, that's a thing. I know. Someone's like, who'd you talk to? I swear. I just like Mark's oh. Like, well, guy is it? And I'm like, no, I swear. I'm just like in a good mood.
Yeah, why don't I trust this?
I
know,
like
there's
don't.
More to this story because you're in a great mood.
I am in a great mood. I'm just happy today. And I like to see Mark. Mark just makes me funny. Mark, and you must be happy that
that's nice.
I'm in different situations lately.
Just seeing you happy is a wonderful thing. And yes, I'm very happy that you're in the situation you're in.
If Mark I even did am aware not of approve it. The last situation.
I did not. And whatever the current situation it is now, it's an improvement.
There is no current situation.
That's not responsible for that amazing, bright smile on your face?
No, I'm like, I genuinely got really excited when I saw you. Come on.
Well, that is so sweet.
Yeah, like, I feel like I haven't seen you in a minute. And
it's been a while.
It has been a while. No, it was good. I listened to this. I just went to get my lashes done and I get to like drive 30 minutes to it. It's just so it's fun. And I listened to a Super Soul podcast by Oprah. Mm-hmm. And it was all about being happy with yourself, like just yourself and not like outside stuff. And so I don't know. I just was like, why are you laughing at me?
Thanks, Oprah.
I know it was good. It was like,
you know, a lot of people can say something, but if Oprah says it.
I know, right? This is where she gets mad.
But hey, we'll take it however we can get it.
Anywho.
So it's safe to say.
Yes.
There was no one in your bed anytime recently.
No.
Wow, Mark. What a question.
Great. No, just there we go. Just putting it out there.
I mean, I could have been in someone else's bed. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
That was just, come on, you softball.
Softball.
That was a softball toss. No.
Great.
Yes.
Good. That's the best kind of happiness.
Yeah. And you know, this is like going to sound so stupid, but I was reading Sharna Burgess, whatever her, I can never say her last name. Burgess?
Burgess. Mm-hmm. Burgess. Sam Burgess's.
Yeah. She posted this thing with her and Brian, and she goes, I was happy before you, but like now I'm even happier. And I was like, oh, like what a cool place like that would be to just be like happy. And then someone just like amplifies your happiness. Cause like I started thinking about that. I'm like, oh, you make me smile. It's like, no, I already smile, but like I'm smiling more. I don't know. I just thought there was like a cool, like that just kind of hit me.
It's so true though. You don't need someone else to make you happy.
Right. I'm getting that now.
She's like, but
it's registering now. I mean, it makes me happier, but yeah. Oy. But I do have some options we can discuss at a later point, Mark.
Okay, good.
Lovely.
Great. That would be a fun for the show. I don't know if this is possible. It'd be fun for the show if you just didn't do names. It was like person A and say like three things about them. Person B, three things about them. And then we can all decide.
Well, we were writing a pros and cons list.
We could just read some of those things.
Off-air?
I got this, Mark. Don't worry. I got it.
We did that make a pros and cons list the other night. But yeah, well, that would be a lot of fun. I was thinking, I just texted Amy on the side. I was like, we need to get Patty Stanger on again because she's like a matchmaker girl. So she could give some tips.
That'd be fun.
That would be really fun. And then,
are there any non-athletes among the options?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that one.
Normal.
Yeah. Wow. Great. Are there any non, are there any, okay, are there people that I never would have heard of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I'm moving on up, Mark.
I like that.
Yeah. Any other questions?
So
he
many.
He makes me laugh so
trying
much.
To get through my mouth at the same time. How many are we talking about?
How many are we?
I'm just, you know, the people. You guys all say date.
Yes.
All
yes, for it.
Good.
Yep.
Yes. Don't commit. Just date.
I'm
I love
learning.
That.
I'm trying. I don't know how to do that, but I'm trying.
Yeah, and that's always a gray area too, because you got to make that really clear to everybody.
Exactly.
That,
yeah.
That's where I don't. That's what I don't. That's the only part that I'm like. I have to be careful on because I don't know how to date. My friends are always like, date. I'm like, well, how do you talk to like multiple people?
And it is kind of awkward to be like, just FYI, I'm dating lots of people. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, I'm
awkward.
Not dating lots
but
of people.
But I'm saying, but like, if you're dating, yeah. Like, how do you have
I went
that?
On a date in LA. Like,
but how do you have that conversation? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think until you have that conversation of like being exclusive or whatever.
Then
like,
you don't have to say anything, right? Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. We're old.
I don't know. We'll do an episode on this because it's fascinating.
Yeah. It seems like nowadays there's two levels. There's the exclusive conversation and then there's the boyfriend-girlfriend conversation, which I've always thought was one conversation.
That's
but
two?
Now apparently it's two. Yeah.
I think it's two, too. I mean, that's kind of what I had in my last situation. Huh. It was like
so
a not boyfriend-girlfriend, but it was like not seeing other people.
Like we're just letting you know we're not dating other people,
but,
you're not my girlfriend.
I told you that confused me to begin with because I'm like,
I don't like that.
I don't either. It makes no sense to me because I'm like, wait a minute. So we're not going to see other people, but yet I'm not good enough to
be
your girlfriend.
I think you date other people until you're like, okay, now I really want to spend all my time with this one person. We're exclusive.
But time out. If I'm going to sleep with someone, I'm not going to be sleeping with like multiple people.
That's the key.
No, 100% not.
That's basically what it is. That's the initial exclusive.
Yes.
Oh. It's to not sleep with other people. But then I don't like how it makes me feel because when that happened
Got
in
it.
The last situation, it was kind of like, oh, like,
Got
but
it.
I'm not like.
But you don't get to be the boyfriend, girlfriend if you're just sleeping with each other. You got to wait for that.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this. I don't know.
This is why I wanted to stay married.
Fair.
This is why I wanted to not get divorced. Okay, so can we like bookmark this? I think Amy just came on. Amy, did you get my text about having Patty on? She's probably like, don't bring me on right
no,
now.
No, I'm here. I'm reading it now. I'm just catching up, but I'm here.
Because I think it'd be fun to just do like a whole like new, because I'm like new to this dating world. So I'm like, I feel like we need to have like an expert on and then we need to have Mark on because Mark is like Papa because he would have like nixed the last one and he tried. And I was like, no.
We do have an expert coming on for you next week that I haven't told you about yet.
Oh, God. Great.
She's an expert in dating and relationships, but a certain area of them.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
The SEX part.
Oh, sex? Oh, I got that covered.
That took you a minute. Oh, S-E-X spells sex?
I think you're really going to like her. She's pretty amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, we can just go back to elementary school with you for dating. Like, let's just go back and start with the experts teaching you from the very beginning.
Yeah, because I need it. That would be very helpful because I'm not
you're not,
good
you're
at
not
it.
Doing so bad.
Not doing so great either. So let's get, I think we should get Patty on as an expert one time.
Yeah, but I'll text her right now.
Okay, cool. All right, before we start the show, add up what you're paying for TV and streaming. Brutal, right? Well, Philo gives me a totally better TV experience for just $25 a month. I asked my friends at Philo if I could offer you guys a special deal to try Philo, and they said, of course. So I got you 25% off your first 2 months. Go to philo.tv/Jana. That's philo.tv/Jana. philo.tv/Jana. So I am really excited about today's podcast. But I have to feel like I have to walk kind of a fine line with her because Claire is going to be the guest and she was the Bachelorette, what was it, 2 seasons ago? Claire Crowley. Because I feel like this is going to sound bad. I relate to her so much that I'm like, I don't want to be too hard on myself through my questions with her because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It might be tough.
Mark's like, look at his face.
That's the great thing about this podcast, though, is even in the interviews, there's a subtext that may not be to there, but we all are thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
But okay. She's been going through a lot. Obviously, she just had a breakup with Dale, and we have become DM friends. So let's take a break, and then let's get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Hi, babe.
How are you?
How am I? First of all, how are you?
At this very moment, I'm okay.
Okay.
Things kind of are up and down for me and just in general in my life, but right now, I mean, sometimes it's minute to minute. I don't know. Right now I'm okay. And I feel like I'm okay because I'm sitting with a woman that understands kind of my life. And we've had similar paths with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it's comforting. And that's the reason why I want to be able to do this podcast, is because if me and you understand each other, I know there's a million other women out there that understand us that maybe don't have like a me and you to talk to, but to listen to this, to say like, I understand, you know? So I'm comforted by doing this with somebody who understands it all.
Yeah. And I love that you're, you know, coming on, because I think, you know, we've never actually met in person, but I feel like we have such a connection through our history and our past. And I remember I slid into your DMs and was like, I see you. And I just want you to know that, like, because there's so much outside noise. There's just so much noise. And it's hard to sometimes, like, people just read a headline. People just, they see 5 minutes of something. They don't actually take the time to go, well, what has she been through, and what's her story? And, you know, she's human. How does she feel? And I just know that what I know of you is that you love to love. And like, that is like my biggest motto. And it's like, it's sad when like you have something, you have this desire to love and to be loved. And for me, like, my experience is like, when that fails, like, that's hard.
Yeah. It's absolutely hard. And I think that's, I think there's so much power too in sharing this kind of a thing, because it's with women like us who love to love and lead with our hearts. It leaves you open to the vulnerability, whether it's with your partner, whether it's with the world to see and to listen and to watch. Like, there is so much just power in that vulnerability, but it's hard. I think it's a lot easier to have your walls up and be guarded and just play cool and like it doesn't faze you, or you're good, or you're happy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more difficult but more real, I think, to just be authentic and say like, I'm not okay, and this is what I'm going through, you know?
And I think that's like such a beautiful thing, because right now, like, because it's like, someone's like, get over it, you know, you're divorced, like, and it's like, you don't understand that when you give your heart and you love so big that you're not going to be okay the next day or 6 months later. And we all kind of process heartbreak in different ways. And for me, like, you know, my experience is, I still to this day can't sit here and be like, I'm the strongest I've ever been, because yeah, I'm a strong freaking woman, but like, I still, like, yesterday I had a breakdown and it was hard, and it's like, and that's okay. Like, and that's why I love that what you said is like, that, you know, like, right now, like, you're okay. And like, that does not make you weak. That just makes you human. That makes you have, that's someone that like, you have a heart and you're healing. And that's a part of like the healing process and being broken at the same time. Like some days you're just not going to be okay. And other days, like tomorrow, Claire, you might wake up and be like, I am so freaking strong and I'm good and I'm happy. And the next day you might be devastated. Like it's just, but I love that you're like, you know, because I kind of had a feeling you might be like, oh, I'm so strong and I'm so happy. Because it's like, and that would be great too. But at the same time, it's like, is that really real? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm almost envious maybe of people that can just be like that.
Well, here's what I have to say about that. Because it, I think, is maybe the easier thing to go to say I'm strong, I'm happy. And there, like you said, there are days like that.
Sure.
I think two things. I think you can... it can coexist. I think you can mm-hmm. be strong, you can be happy, and still hurt from something that has happened to you and deeply affected by somebody you loved, mm-hmm. Or a breakup or a struggle that you've got going on in your life. Like, it can coexist. I think there's that fine line, though, of the people that just say, nope, 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 I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm tough. Everything is fine. It's that wall that's so transparent, I mm-hmm. think, when you see people being like that. And I try to share a lot of that on my social media of, yes, I'm a strong woman. Yes, I'm happy a lot of the time and I'm healing and I will always continue to fight for myself. But sometimes that doesn't mean I'm always okay. Like mm-hmm. I had a rough morning, even this morning, you know, we were talking about it and things can pop up here and there and trigger it, but you can be strong while still owning your vulnerability and owning that things hurt. It shows you have a heart. And I think when you show you have a heart, mm-hmm. that in itself innately is beautiful and a true strength.
And sometimes it just feels really damn good to cry too. Like,
yes! You know,
like I had.
Oh, it's so true. My biggest thing I've always said that is such a turnoff for me is, I don't want to be with somebody who's robotic. Mm. I don't want to be with somebody who is cold and can just detach and be numb mm-hmm. to feelings and to love and to things. Like, that's icky to me. That's sad to me.
Yeah, it's interesting because especially for like a guy, there was this one guy that I went out on a date with and he's like, I haven't cried in like 10 years. And I was like, huh?
That's not a brag. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And I was like, but like, what about like, haven't you seen Marley and Me? Or like, I don't know, but I kind of like made a joke, but I was also like,
right. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Yeah. But I was like, but like, what about like when you had your last breakup or, and for some reason, like it turned me off because it was, it's like, I personally want someone that is, so connected to their emotions. I'm not saying like I want you to cry all the time. Like I think that's the opposite of it is like I just want someone, right, that has emotional connection and that you can get vulnerable and be, you know, be authentic and not just, I don't know. Like I that's such an interesting, it like really kind of stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. I think you're so right on that where it's like some people use it as a strength and I don't necessarily look at not crying as a strength. Mm-hmm. I think all emotions and showing and having the diversity of really feeling emotions, especially if something impacted you, whether even if it's in a good way, to be moved by something is so beautiful and so human of us.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think too, like my therapist, she was saying, because it really rocked me when that person was like, you know, get over it. And it's like, I'm like the healing circle is so vicious and but also beautiful. But like again, it's just you're just gonna have those days where it's like it's hard. But I guess I'm curious because I've dealt with this in my past where I feel angry, not angry, but just like it's not angry, it's not duped. It's just maybe it's all of those things. Maybe it's angry, maybe it's duped, maybe it's disappointment, maybe it's. It's all those things together when it's like when you give so because we give so much that when we don't get that in return with our experiences, it's like it's hurtful because it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, was it not real for you or like what was it like? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's what I keep reminding myself of is you cannot expect like we want somebody to love us how hard we love them. Mm-hmm. And when it's not reciprocated or it's not done to that level or in that way, it's hard to process that. And it's hurtful. Mm-hmm. Especially when, they're saying one thing and doing another. Mm-hmm. That especially stings extra because yeah. It's like, oh, how could you do that to somebody you love? It's hard to comprehend things like that.
Yeah. I feel you. I mean, I know we've both also been in abusive relationships in our past and, you know, verbal, mentally, all of it, physically. And you wonder, you're like, how can you say you love me and then do this? Like, it doesn't, I would never, like, and yes, I can say, like, I have said, I have been in the wrong at times and I have said hurtful things and I can acknowledge and own that. But there's remorse, there's empathy, there's compassion, there's apologies, you know?
Yeah, of course. And owning the reality of it and saying I screwed up or owning your part in it, I think that in itself is a big part of it. I'm not expecting somebody to be perfect. I know I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I can get loud. I can get passionate. I can, you know, when I believe in something with all my heart, like you bet your ass, I am fighting for that. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between, I think, being passive with something or like owning your truth of it and owning your part in it, because that's what matters. It's not about being perfect. It's owning your part in what makes or breaks things, you know, and not just the good, but the bad too, you know, and recognizing that.
Yeah. There's something in that too, where it's like, I remember with past experiences for me, it's like, I'm like, tell me, because I'd rather know before finding out. Like, just like, I want to know all the good, bad, and ugly so that all of our crap's out there and we can help each other with it too. Because I'm like, I don't want to carry all the stuff that I have by myself. Like I need help carrying some of my stuff too.
Yeah, that's a huge thing to unpack, because it takes a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of trust to put that on somebody. That I think is my biggest thing. What I was looking for in my last relationship when I went on The Bachelorette was, I want somebody, I've been through, like, I'm a tough woman. Mm-hmm. I have gotten through a lot of things, the majority of things in my life, by myself. Mm. And I wanted a man who can say, like, let me help you. Mm-hmm. Let me, at least I'm not looking for you to fix it.
Sure.
I'm just looking for you to stand by me while I go through this and process it and live it, mm-hmm. you know? Cause we, like you said, we all have our stuff and we all have our things we've gone through and whatever people want to call it, baggage or life experiences or whatever. I don't expect you to fix it, but sit with me while I try to fix it and while I heal. And I think there's things people can do to help it and help you heal. Mm-hmm. And there's things people can do to add to it and chip away at what's already broken in a way, you know?
Do you have any regrets at all about your journey on The Bachelorette?
I always feel like I do not want to have regrets.
Right.
And I don't even know, to be honest, if I would have done things differently, because I was doing the best I could at the time, mm-hmm. with the information that I had. Mm-hmm. And if my biggest regret is trusting the process, trusting a man's words and who he showed me he was, mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a regret. Mm-hmm. Like I trusted somebody. I believed somebody that they were who that they said they were, or that they would hold up to the promises that they make when they get down on one knee. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a regret, you know. I would still, I loved and have always had such a deep love for Dale. Mm. And that A, doesn't go away overnight, and B, like, I don't regret that. Like, I loved loving him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel that to my core too with my ex. It's like, I to this day, it's like hard. Like with my therapist, I tell him the other day, I was like, I have little moments where I'm like, I still love him. Like he was the father of my children. Like you know, but, and it's hard when things, when words and the vows and the promises aren't lived up to. And that's where sometimes anger can come in and where you feel duped or you feel sad. But, you know, I look back too, and it's like, I don't regret. I mean, I have regrets in that relationship, but I don't ever regret loving him, because I think you see, for at least me, like I saw things of his, like of who he can be, you know. I mean, maybe that's my issue. Like I think I might love people too with the potential, not actually who they are. And that's maybe something where, like, as I move forward in like my journey of loving the next person, it's like, I got to make sure that I'm like, is this, am I actually falling for who they are or who I want them to be or who I hope they are, you know? But I think with at least men in my past, it's like they were showing me a version that they wanted to be too. They just weren't capable of being that version.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge thing. And I think you and I are so similar, Janet, beyond similar with this, because it's almost like you want to see the good and the best in them and have hope for that. And I wonder, at least for me, it felt this, like, I would always wonder, is he doing that for me? Is he trying to see the best in me? And a lot of times I didn't feel like that. It was like, how am I sitting here trying to fight so hard for this relationship and trying to see and trying to just embrace and really love him to my core for everything that he is, and wanting him to receive that with open arms, when it's like, it was always, I felt kind of met with walls and a guardedness and a distrust. And it's like, I don't know. It's so, I think we just love how we want to be loved. And you really, I guess, ultimately can't expect a you from them.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what, you know, and this is again, stuff that I'm unpacking with my therapist, but you know, how I don't continue. Because I think if I look back on all my past relationships, there's a thread through every single one of them that are very similar. And but I think a lot of that is a thread of what I believe in myself, what I think I deserve, what I think my worth is. And trying to realize, okay, like what does Jana want? What does Jana actually deserve? And I don't know if you've done the same thing, but it's like, they all, their masks come off. And even though we fall for this beautiful image, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, we're almost like tricked. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, that's, and then we stay because then we think that's what we deserve. And that's just my own pattern. But moving forward, like, is there something where you're like, are you going to be more guarded, or are you just going to be more, is it reserved? Is it guarded? Or are you just going to be like, you know what, I'm going to kind of do the same thing and just, and give all my love again?
I don't ever want to be the person that's guarded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a slippery slope, and I don't know if I'm capable of that. And B, I just don't want to be that person that is closed off, because I know where my heart is. I know what I want. I know what I deserve. I know what I put into a relationship and how hard I love. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think what I do need to work on is taking a beat and really paying attention to people's actions and not just maybe completely trusting their word and being a little bit more discerning, I guess, in situations. But am I going to change the way I am because somebody has done me wrong or because I've gone through a difficult relationship? I'm not going to change who I am. The things I can change are growing in a positive way, but it has nothing to do with the way I love and how expansive my heart is and the love I give.
Yeah.
I can definitely work on stuff though. I know. Yeah. Just like I said, the discernment and waiting for somebody to show me by their actions, because I think that shows a lot. I think anybody can show a plane ticket to say I showed up, but it's what's inside and it's the behind the closed doors and the real actions of, were you there or did you show up for me authentically? I think that's what matters.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you 1000%. And what I took away from that part too is actions speak so much louder than words. And that's where I faulted in my past relationships, where it's like, I always listen to words and the actions I just put blindfolds on. It's like all my friends are trying to be like, take the blinders off. Like, you look at the actions, not the words. I'm like, but the words, like the words, like, but he said, and like, you know, I'm like, look at this text message. And I swear, like, Catherine, if she was here, she'd be swatting my phone away. Like, stop, stop. But look at this. Like, what is the actions? And then I don't know if you do this, I'm sure, because we're pretty much the same person, but I've been told, yeah, I've been told a lot of times in relationships, and it really gets me down, because it makes me like semi-emotional, because I start to question, well, maybe, because they would say, it's never enough. You always want this. It's like, you always, it's like, I can never make you, it's like, it's never enough. And I'm like, I don't ever feel like I'm asking for that much. I think I was just asking the wrong person to love me.
I feel you to my core on that one. And I mean, we are so like, damn it. I have thought and felt and been told the exact same things. And I think instead of telling me that I'm asking too much, like, why are you giving too little? Mm. I shouldn't have to beg for the bare minimum. I shouldn't have to even, I mean, there's communication and then there's basic needs of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And instead of asking me to come down to your level and meet you on that level, why don't you rise up and be a better person and put in the effort to be a better person and to rise up to that? Rising up is so much more positive and a deeper thing and a more valuable thing than saying you're asking too much. And like you said, maybe you're just asking the wrong person and they're not capable of it. Mm-hmm. So be it, you know?
Well, and I think it's interesting too, because, you know, sometimes like, and if I were to look at like my past, it's like, I've always seemed to go to the unavailable man or the man that really couldn't love me the way that I wanted to be loved. And I'm like, I'm trying to like unpack that in therapy, because it's like, why do I continue to go for that kind of guy? Because I'm never going to get my needs met. Like, and all I want is just someone to love me the way that I love others. And like, and I love big and I want to be held and I don't want to feel bad for like holding someone's hand or touching them or like telling God them and being like,
what? Hold on. Somebody got mad for you trying to hold their hand and wanting to touch them.
Mm-hmm. It's too much.
Like, oh. past relationship, it was verbatim that. Mm. And I literally was like, he was like, why are you so angry? Why are you fighting? Why are you just picking a fight? And I'm like, do you realize what I'm fighting over?
Yeah.
I'm fighting and yelling at you to hold me,
yeah,
to hug me right now, to give me comfort, because I just want to love on you and I want you to love on me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm fighting for. Is, do you realize what you're saying? You
know? Right.
And shouldn't be a fight to the right person. That should be like, if somebody said that to me, mm-hmm, I just want you to hold my hand. I just want you to hug me. Like, I would just become a puddle and melt and be like, I will give you 10 times that all day.
But it's the guys that we want that don't, you know?
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing though, is that love? Is that love if you have to ask somebody to hug you?
I think, you know, sure, probably like people have to like work on it to make sure if that's, but for me, that is just like my love language. Like, I just love, and you know, we had talked about this in my last, on this, show, like, that it was very opposite for us, but it's hard. It's like, I want someone to like hold my hand the way that I hold their hand and like not get like, not feel bad about it or, you know, and it's just, but then I also think about, I'm like, okay, well, what does that say about me or you or us that like we go for these type of men that, you know, can't give us that love? And then I don't know about you either, but like, and then I'm the one still fighting for it, even though I'm not getting my needs met. It's like, wait a minute. Like, what? Like, where's the psychology in that? Where's my childhood trauma in that, you know?
Yeah. And I think truthfully, it can come down to the simplest, most saddest thing is that maybe there is no psychology behind it, and maybe they just don't want to, and it has nothing to do with you. Maybe they just don't want to, and they are incapable of doing that. And I don't think that says anything about you to want to be held and hugged and loved. That's like human nature 101 connection. You know, it's more, I would be asking them that thing. Like, what is going on with you that you're not allowing somebody to love you or somebody who wants to love you in? It's a beautiful thing. And like, I'm with you on that. Like, I don't understand it, but also why are we questioning ourselves if we're asking too much for that? That's not a psychological trauma anything. The psychological trauma thing is asking ourselves these questions. We don't need to be asking ourselves these questions. That's a human need, period.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
The how do you go through and deal with the outside noise, the sources, the people? Like, how do you deal with that when you know your heart in it? Because I struggle like with that like crazy, because I'm like, man, people just don't know, and there's only so much that we can say.
Yeah, I think it can get very messy and very icky, and I always try to err on the side of taking the high road, mm-hmm. even when there is a lot of things I could say mm-hmm. and a lot of things that I wish people knew both sides, mm-hmm. you know, because it's easy for a publicist or a source to put out a narrative of what they want their client or friend to look like and appear to, especially when your career is based and dreams are based on being in the public eye. Mm-hmm. But I know, I think, yeah, things are hurtful and I'm human, so it does affect me. But I think more importantly, like, A, I'd rather take the high road, and B, it's very impersonal mm-hmm. to be putting out statements and articles and this and that, and your side of the story. I think you both know the truth. I know the truth. He knows the truth. You know the truth. Mm-hmm. You know what happens behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And when you know the truth and you know where your heart is, like, I don't need a publicist speaking my side of the story. Mm-hmm. I don't care for my side of the story, to be honest, to even be out there. Mm-hmm. Even if I have receipts and proof and everything I need to show out mm-hmm. that I could do to really put it out there. I think it just seems icky. I think it seems icky when it's like sources say and a publicist says this. It's just... Why not talk to the person directly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I hear you on that. Sometimes I have a tough time when there isn't like that closure either. Like
Same, completely. And that's, to be honest, where I'm at now too, is that I was in the peak pain of my breakup. There was a lot on my plate. Like we've talked about before, mm-hmm. like I was healing from my explant surgery still. That takes a long time and is actually a very emotional recovery, to mm-hmm. be honest. It's not even the physical, but it's an emotional recovery. But, and also going through stuff with my mom right now, still ongoing stuff with my mom. And it all kind of came crashing down at once for me, but it's just a lot. It's a lot.
I think too, it's when you don't have that closure, not saying that's exactly what you were saying, but like for me, it's like, if you don't have that, for me, it's like it's the empathy and the apology that like and just like that conversation where it's just, you can kind of close that door. You can have compassion, empathy, apologies, and to have that closure. So that way your heart can heal truly. Because I think when you don't have that, I struggle with healing when those pieces are still missing for me.
Yeah. And I think it's deeply, it's painful when mm-hmm. you feel like somebody who you love deeply mm-hmm. doesn't even have enough respect mm-hmm. to you to sit down and have a very vulnerable conversation and owning your stuff in it on both sides, you know, and just having a conversation. It's hurtful because it's like, you think that little of me, but mm-hmm. yet you supposedly loved me. Like,
yeah,
you think, I don't know, but I guess.
Sometimes though, that helps on the flip side though, where it's like, oh wow, that shows who they are.
Yeah. And maybe that is the closure of it, is mm-hmm. you don't care enough to care. So that alone should be the closure.
Well, and I told you, Claire, the other day when we were talking, I was like, Claire, we're going to Home Depot. Like my therapist said, you're going to Home Depot. You're asking for milk. You ain't going to get milk at Home Depot. Stop asking for it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
That's the perfect analogy. And it's probably, it's just reassuring. I think mm-hmm. when there's not even the level of like a conversation, floor closure, mm-hmm. that A is closure in itself, but it's like,
but it's still hurtful. You know, that's the part where it's like, where it's still hurtful because it's like because of the love that we gave.
Yeah, of course. And it just shows your humanness and it shows how much you are willing to fight for it and put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they don't want to give you that same level of respect or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know sometimes too. Maybe that is the closure, is knowing that they can't give you that.
Mm-hmm. It's just unfair. I think that's like where I can go. I can get a little on the angry side. I'm like, it's just unfair because like I can't imagine doing that to someone, you know, and not giving them that piece of the apology or that, you know, the empathy and or hearing their side or sitting down and having that like respect or saying sorry. And because again, like we're, you and I are both have our crazies in us, you know, we've both, you know, and I'm sure, you know, but I also know we can sit in it, even though it's hard. It's very hard for women to apologize, but I will do it.
Of course. Of course. It's, I was talking to my therapist about it, and ending the end and the demise of a relationship is very much equivalent to, I mean, you're losing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loss of somebody in your life that you loved. And it's a deep, deep grieving process. And I think with all the steps, just like if somebody were to, that you love were to pass away, when you lose somebody in a relationship, it's almost harder because it's like, they're still alive. And you know, if they wanted to reach out, they could, but they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's, you still have to go through all the steps of just like losing somebody, just like losing a parent or if somebody you love, like, so there's going to be the phase, I think, of anger. I mean, I felt that. I've absolutely felt that. Like, how could you, how could you do this to somebody who just has such a pure, deep love for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. And it's, for me, it's more of like, yeah, I've definitely felt the anger.
And then the next day it'll be something, and then it might come back. And, you know, it's just that like amazing wheel.
I know, right?
But it's like, I wonder, oh, you know what's crazy about the loss thing? This is going to sound absolutely crazy. And in the moment, I was like,
Jared,
you know, it felt weird. But my therapist literally was like, wear black. And I went to the therapy session and she goes, we're having a funeral for your marriage. And I just was like, I wept. I wrote a thing. I wrote a eulogy. Like, I mean, I like, and it was like, you know, saying that sounds so weird, but it was something where it's like, it is a loss. It's a death. Like it is, whether it's a relationship or whatever, like when you lose something, it is a death.
Yeah. And it's the deep pain of, this is the one that gets me. It's like, how do you say goodbye to somebody you never wanted to walk away from? Like, I would have never walked. Like, it was the opposite. Like, you're having to say goodbye to somebody you don't want to be saying goodbye to. You have to walk away from somebody you don't want to walk away from. It's hard. It's painful.
Yeah, I feel that to my core. Actually, it was, I wrote that lyric in a song. I was like, I would have fought for you forever. I would have, you know, and I would have, and I almost stayed the last time, even with the last discovery. Like I would have fought forever. And that's very hard when you have to walk away from something that you don't want to. And that is so painful, but it also takes so much strength because you realize that you deserve better.
Yeah. That's I think the I don't know if the right word is the juxtaposition of being able to not wanting somebody to walk away, but gladly holding the door for them because they want to walk away. Mm. I'll never do that again. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to walk away from me, I'm not. Like, I'll fight to the death to do what it takes to have a successful, thriving, great relationship.
And what a beautiful thing, because so many people don't want to fight through like the hard times, you know, and just give up so easily. Like, oh, I can't do this. It's too much. It's like, that is a beautiful freaking quality to have, to be like, no, like, let's, and now it doesn't have to be like so hard, but it's also like to have that energy and like to be like, let's, we can do this. But having said that though, like I'll say, like in my past relationships, I fought for the, for people that will not fight for themselves.
Yeah.
So we're just beating our heads, at least from my experience. Like I was, it would have never like come to fruition. Like, and that's the hardest part, when you realize that they will not fight for themselves. They will not fight with me. So I'm the only person, and you realize, well, I can't fight alone. And then you just are just like, you're just so tired, you know?
Yeah. It's exhausting to keep putting out energy and giving energy and feeding energy to somebody who's not giving you that in return. Mm-hmm. Like on some level, we need our buckets to be refilled, and it's hard. It kind of makes you become somebody who you're not. And mm-hmm. I know for me personally, like I've always had my friends, my family, my clients, everybody, like I love being a light to them. I love, like, I've always been told, they're like, Claire, you have a sparkle to you. And I love that. I love that. I love life. Like I love love. I love people. Like, and I love really hard. And I think it's a beautiful thing. But when you're giving and giving and giving, it takes away that light and it takes away that sparkle and you become depleted. And I think on some level too, you become somebody who you're not. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe yeah. Like a shell of who you are. And it's sad when that's not given back to you. There's no reciprocity with that.
Yeah. And I'll say, like, I mean, I, you know, I'm gosh, like 6-7 months like removed, but, and I just, I'm like, you know, getting emotional just because like you think about the shell, like, because truly, like when you're in that situation, you're fighting so hard and the person's not fighting for themselves, like you become, like you said, a shell of yourself. But I will, the tears almost come from a place of like, I'm so excited for you to get your sparkle back, because there's such a weight. And like I feel like my shell's been filled with me. Like I'm so strong. Like I have my days still. I'm still, you know, and I'm a little terrified of the holidays coming up and certain, you know, moments. But at the same time, like, I like how I feel. I feel lighter. And like, I'm excited for you to get to that place too, where you're like, you get like every day you're going to get your sparkle back. How do you heal you right now? What does your journey look like? Are you just trying to stay positive, surrounding yourself with friends? Give me some tips, because I'm on the journey with you, girl.
I will absolutely give you some tips, because I know that I've been through like, we have been through like the depths of things, mm-hmm. and the depths, just as much as hard as we love, I think we feel the pain of the pain, right? Mm-hmm. To the depths. And the biggest thing I can say, at least for myself, I was saying this to somebody a couple weeks ago, was that I am tired of being called resilient and having to be called resilient. Having to be called strong and having to be strong for these things. And I think the best thing we can do is really focus on our comeback being like our biggest strength. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I was talking to somebody about a couple of weeks ago, was like, unfortunately I've had to have a strong comeback game, and it's my biggest flex is my comeback game. And unfortunately, the things that have been the most challenging in my life are what propel me to be the strongest woman that I am. Mm. That's where I dig deep, and it hurts and it's painful to go through those things. But that's where I source my strength, is like, look what I've been through, and overcoming that to know that I'm going to just be even stronger, and looking at it as a superpower that, like, I refuse to give up on myself, because I know my worth and I know what I bring to the table. I know what you bring to the table and the type of woman that you are. Mm-hmm. I can just tell by how you talk about love. And if we're anything similar, like we say we are, it's like, that is huge. So the baby steps, mm-hmm. the 1 foot in front of the other, the calling a friend, mm-hmm. the brushing your teeth, the mm-hmm. going on a walk, getting on the treadmill, doing those things, all the little steps equal the big steps. And whilst we're doing that, I think owning the part of the process that we're going through, because like I said, it's easier to skip to, I'm fine, I'm cool, I'm strong, I'm tough.
Yeah.
That's not real strength right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an act.
Yeah. It's not, yeah. And I really just appreciate you saying that, because it's like, I'm excited to watch you walk on that journey now, you know? And I think it's also okay to say in those days, you know, even when you are super strong 6 months, a year from now, it's still okay not to be okay in certain moments. And I think that's just like the beauty in it. And I think we're like, I might struggle and we'll have to get better at it too, is I hold on to the disappointment of what it could have been and the words of what it was promised. And so that's for me where I like, that's the piece that I have to shed in a way, because that's going to hold back my healing from the what if game and the everything else. Cause it's like, it is what it is now. And now it's like, okay, like it hurts and it sucks, but like, it's time to focus on me and my healing and, you know, boundaries for next time and just all those things. Cause I think it's, I think it's really great that you're being authentic and, you know, you're saying like, look, I'm not okay, but I will be okay. And I think that's a really strong statement.
Well, thank you. And it's the truth. And I know you feel that to your core as well, that it's not linear healing and mm-hmm. overcoming things, especially when you go through really challenging things, and whether it be in a relationship or just things in life, like, it's not linear. And owning the pain and the hurt that it caused, that innately, I think, creates healing mm-hmm. in itself. And do you ever read Brené Brown books?
Oh, girl, please. Obsessed. Yeah. Obsessed.
I love her so much. And it's there really is mm-hmm. power in vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I think when people put up these walls and it looks, even on social media, mm-hmm. it can look a certain way. Mm-hmm. But I think that's just, there's the strength in doing the work and getting in the nitty gritty and really feeling the feels of when you're not okay. And knowing that in itself is okay to not feel okay.
For sure. And I got this quote. the ironic thing is it sounds like Juan Pablo, but I think it's Young Pueblo. But he's like, that's the funniest thing. I just like tied those two together. I'm so sorry.
Girl, this is actually a quote from your ex-boyfriend. Let me quote this.
It's not him, though. He's like this amazing. That's freaking hilarious. No, he's like this amazing poet. But I saw it today and I knew that I was talking to you. And it's it says, they asked her, how do you deal with heartbreak? And she answered, be intentional with your time. Use it to heal and use it to see your wholeness. Listen to your needs and truth. Use boundaries to start fresh. Let go of the tension you have been carrying and fill yourself with the love you have always wanted. Heartbreak does not need to be a sad ending. Let this be an era of remarkable growth. And I think that's where we are. You know, this is a growth. Amen. And we're planting a beautiful freaking seed and it's going to grow and we're going to be better for it.
It's so true. And I think I love when you post quotes, by the way, on Instagram story. I absolutely am such a sucker for quotes because it's so, I think it's the same thing we're doing here. Like whether it's a quote or a podcast, listening to a podcast, or it's a connection that you can read that or hear that and go like, yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm. I get that. I think that creates healing and allows us to really like that said, like focus on our own heart and that, all the love that we put out there, like we deserve to put that towards ourselves as well.
For sure. Oh, I love it. Well, Claire, I'm excited to, you know, just see your journey with it and being authentic. And thank you for just saying it's not okay. And it's okay to not be okay. So I think that's just the big takeaway. And we will be stronger and you will get stronger. And every day is a new day to, you know, to not put armor on, but to still be open. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
I think it's beautiful. And let's reconvene in a few months. And
yeah,
because I guarantee I'll be in a different place. And it's going to be beautiful. Like, there's only good things to come.
No, so for me. For sure. Absolutely. And I love you. And I will call you right after this. Okay.
Much love, girl. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, honey. See ya.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Wow.
She's so sweet.
She's adorable.
I love her. I feel like people didn't really get the chance to like get to know her because of how things were on her season. And I get like she is like very like, but I just love like I just love someone else that just loves to love.
Love to love.
Love to love. Mark, what'd you think?
Love it though.
I thought she was awesome. I thought she's always great. We have her on our show. She's always a welcome gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's
very honest, very real. That's all we're looking for.
Who's ready to talk dating next week?
So come up with three candidates.
Three? Jesus. What?
We got this. Oh, we got this. Don't you worry. We got this. I'll give you four.
And I'll ask the questions, and then we will decide as a podcast which direction we want to point ourselves.
Okay.
This is going to be so fun.
Stay tuned for next week. Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.